This day 1605, the Aruch Shulchan Yomi, the Aruch Yomi, the Aruch Yomi, Simen Shein Lamed Hei, Steve Dalet, to, Simen Shein Lamed Vav, Steve Beis. Yeah, no. The Ashes are a big you have to be careful when you visit the Vic, sick not to be burned on the sick person. If I mean, Shakosha, love a deborn, sometimes hard for him to speak, and they cover him, Mavakar, look at that because the honor of the visitor he has, he's compelled to speak. Sometimes he has to go to the bathroom, who both of them embarrassed to tell the visitor. So you have to be and meticulous and smart and understand what's going on. Times when Chazal, that's what Chazal say, Mavakar, Cholim, Ayim. You know, it's the people who have stomach ailments, lo chole ayin, nor people who have eye ailments, lo chole rosh, nor people who have head ailments. So I'm a deeper question because it's hard for them to talk. Chole mayim, mishum, shem yevo, shalom ha'ashu tzorin kama. Then the person with the sick stomach, because he might be embarrassed, said he has to go to the bathroom. Okay, so I ask you, how do you do this? What do? Nichnosi ba'asikin, you go to the outer room, lo b'cher shechol ha'shochev sham, not the room where the sick person is lying, b'shalom ha'doshim ya'bayis, and you ask the people, members of the household, like, so rich davar ma, maybe he needs something. Shalom ha'tzaro, and they listen to, they hear about his anguish, lakshim machmim, and they ask for mercy for him, smile love, and they daven upon him. So it's interesting, it sounds like you fulfill the mitzvah b'cher cholim with somebody who's ill with one of these specific illnesses, even by going to the house and not directly interacting with the sick person. Because Iker and Biker Cholim is to try and assist with the Cholim's needs as opposed to actually directly interacting with the Cholim. Hey, HaKrovim HaChokim Yichlas Miyad Yichle, so relatives and people and friends come in immediately when you become sick. VaRachokim, people who are less familiar with him. After 3 days, after 3 days, in order not to make his mazel worse, that he should be called a chole shem chole speedily. But if it's the illness sees him strongly, everybody comes immediately. And even a great person goes to a lesser person. Come several times a day. Afilu ben gilo, and even if he's a person of the same destiny, literally ben gilo means of his age, but I think here it means of the same mazel. Then takes 1/60th of his illness. Should take 1/60th of his illness. The more a person visits, the better he is. As long as he is not a burden on the sick person, which is the same as he was in the previous sick. Some people say that an adversary can go and visit a sick person. Don't think so. You should not visit a sick person. And you should not go to consult a mourner. If you are an adversary of his. That the sick person or the mourner should not think that you are happy at his downfall. And the frame, it's nothing other than anguish. Everything is relevant based on the level of the detestation, and based on the level of their adversity. When your enemy dies, you can go to Leviathan. It's not called being happy, it's downfall by Shosovkaladam. Saying of all people. Also, if the adversary sends a message prior to a visit, he wants to visit him, and the adversary gives him permission, Mutar is permissible to come. But on the contrary, it's better. Besides, they're not so shown by him, and this account perhaps will be peace made between the two of them. Therefore, those who are shoving, that the adversary does go in our day and age, maybe they show him. That means to be peace. It's very hate in the name of the Beis Hill and a Sefer called the Sefer Achai. Zion Bakas, the whole of somebody visits a sick person, should not sit on the bed, nor on a chair, nor on a bench, I assume it means on the bed or on the chair or on the bench where the chol is sitting. But rather, he wraps himself and sits in front of him. Because the divine presence is above the head of a sick person. Oh, so now he explains. No? Wrong I assume it's also not in the bed or the chair or the bench where he's sitting. But this is specifically, he says, where the choler is lying on the ground. Because then the person sitting is higher than him. It's not proper respect. When he's lying in a bed, you're allowed to sit on a chair or a bench. That's the custom. Before, the choler on the benoni, the choler is a person of middle... not a tzaddik or not a rasha, an average person. Don't sit by his legs. The malach hamoves, that's a malach hamoves. And if it's at its head, it sounds like even if it's not higher than the chol, you should not sit there. It's an absolute tzaddik. Lo yishev raglav. You should only sit by his feet. So, because the Shekhinah surrounds him, on all sides of Ami Raglov, besides his legs, Ayin Shom. Okay, I don't know how we deal with this Kabbalistic issue, but you just see here in the Aruch HaShulchan, obviously, in one of the many places he quotes the Zohar, because he was an adept Kabbalist. I just read it somewhere today, which I knew previously, but from our perusal of the Aruch HaShulchan, but yes, it's clear. Should not visit a sick person the first 3 hours. They should call a cholim, may kill a love on machlo b'boker. Because any sick person does better in the morning. You're not going to have enough, not be roused enough to daven for him. Because then it's his illness is heavy. And you're going to give up hope for that for him. And then say up in the middle of the day. Vain say isser, there's not a prohibition. And then it's about how much is suggested. If you don't want to go out to the doctor, he's there for people not meticulous about this day. Anybody who visits a sick person that's not time for him, loki in my mitzvah, not fulfilling the mitzvah, bigger colon. Wow. Test if you when you dive for chayla in response to lobi from the if you're diving not in front of the chayla lays by the blush and the kodesh, you should only dive in Hebrew. Shem Malach Yeshayas Makim Blush and Rami. Malach Yeshayas do not recognize the Aramaic language. After Kav Blush and Kodesh, even though it's close to Hebrew, the Kav Chum Blush and Sechem, and they certainly don't know other languages. After Yeshayas Shrak Blush and Rami and Misaki Blush and Yeshayas, even though those who say no, it's only Aramaic that there's an issue, not other languages. Everybody agrees, it's definitely better in Hebrew. If you in front of the sick person, you can dive in any language. Because my presence is there, and you don't need the intermediaries. It's as if you're asking to before Kodesh Baruch Hu. But if you Shar Chol Yisrael, when you dive, you should include him within the other sick of Israel. Somebody say, "Amokim Rachim Alecho B'Sof Shar Chol Yisrael." Shem Shem mercy upon you amongst the other sick person in Israel, sick people in Israel. The tefillah by Rabbim Yosef Chazua tefillah for the masses is more significant. Ki blo bazas tefillah sam pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Beis. The Hashem does not denigrate their tefillah plural. Evidently, it doesn't mean the tefillah of the masses, but tefillah for the masses. Shabbos on Shabbos, even Lizok for Krov Lavo. Shabbos say it's Shabbos, so we cannot shut out, but the healing is quick to come. Rachamam Rubim, and his mercy is great. Bishut of Shalom, and his Shabbos should be one apiece. Ayin Rechaim, Sim Rish Bezayin. Yud Omel Shitin Daito and Yonav, we tell the sick person that he should pay attention to his matters, fiscal matters. Im Hilvo, Hifkuru, Etzlo, if he, loan, borrow money, or people gave him something for safekeeping, or maybe he has to send it to direct to his children as will, as last will or testament. They should not cause him to be afraid of death. This is the responsible person. The mere person is healthy. It's appropriate that his matters should be arranged. This is the will of God. Hashem should send him a refuah shleimah. But to say the vidui should not be something which you bring to his mind, as long as the sickness is not powerful. These birds, him and Shin Lai Meches, is going to come up later on. A man can visit a woman, a woman can visit a man, but actually, he's yachdu in the bottom, as long as they don't violate the prohibition of yichud. Vakim choli kutim, and you visit non-Jewish sick people, and they dark and shalom, because the pathways of peace. Choli me'ayim, if it's an intestinal ailment, and ish m'shamish is isha, a man should not serve a woman. Shalom me'idei zera, the batol, chatshom, not to come, me'idei zera batol, if he gets aroused. But a woman can serve a man. But evidently, because that's a much more intimate, direct type of nursing. If it's not a stomach ailment, a man can help a woman get up or lay down. Anything like this. Similarly, he can help her as well. Clearly, we're not talking about his own kith and kin, because otherwise nobody would not be a chiddush. Yud Beis, I'm not sure you have your profession. Now you have male nurses, obviously. I would assume the male nurses we have this concept of vidatory, they're doing their job. But this is talking about just acquaintances. Yud Beis, yeshi, I mean, some say shemish yeshi chol b'sol beis, or somebody has a sick person in the house, yeh, it's a chochem shabir, should go to the sage of the city, shemakash abrachmim, that should daven for him, Mashiach v'chum, bless him. Chayin ha'gul v'rachas chum beis ha'knesses. And there's a custom to make a mishberach for the sick in shul, b'shas kriyas ha'torah, at the time the Torah is being read, does rachamim misorah, because then mercy is aroused. Machlo chazokam, if the illness is very strong, v'shanim ha'shem, we change his name, k'mar shem ha'siv l'od shem l'shmo. Nowadays, we interpret that as we add a name to his name. And so, echam e'dvar ha'krim, gzar din sh'odam, is one of the things which rip the negative decree against a person. The chol is another location. You shouldn't daven because who knows if he's still alive. Now, the Alinus died alone here. I don't know this at all. I don't understand this at all. Sure, if you beget, if we have to eat, you should get. And somebody's behalf, machaskin le bechayim. The assume he's alive. The Rav Chalil Chaim, most sick people survive. Koshkin and Phil, certainly in terms of Phil, we assume he's still alive. Chenimineg, a portion is the widespread custom, and the fact was that clients should not cast dispersion in this at all. Benichum Aven, according to Bikacholim, if you have a choice between consoling the mourners or visiting sick, the consoling mourners takes preference. Del Zel Chesed, Machayim Vamesim. Because Nichum Aven is a Chesed with both the Chaim, the survive, the people alive, the mourners are amazing, and the people are dead, the people who are being mourned. Bikacholim Achaim Bilbat. And Bikacholim is only for alive people. Avol, im yodea to'elis l'chola. If you know it's going to be an advantage to the sick person, so then, Bikacholim Koidim. Bikacholim obviously takes precedence. Shinla Vav, din refuos harofim. L'cho of the healing of the doctors. Ksiv, it says Rapo Yirapei. Mikanshi Nesu Torah Shus Rofei Rapos. So it says Rapo Yirapei. From here we know that the Torah gives permission to doctor to you. Klar, meaning Shlotom Adonse came into Chochma Serpo Yigumdina Ba'alma. Says since the discipline of medicine is just assessment, it's the word diagnosis. In Kain Shemekachem, maybe he's just going to diagnose inappropriately. It's going to make things worse. Zen, that's the Torah Rishus, the Rovei Rapos, therefore the Torah gives the doctor permission to heal. Kain Shemekachem, Rishus, it says he has permission. Memele Shechov, the Rapos, so it's incumbent upon him. It's a carving to heal. Right? Mechalim Shabbos is that. We're the desecrated Shabbos when on this Shetzorach HaSosofor, we have to heal. Afil Yesh Masiyas Lekam Avos Melachos, even if in doing so, there's several Avos Melachos which have to be violated. In Mechol Yesh HaSakar, if the Chol is in danger. Bechap Yuchel Nevesh, when this is included in the parameters of saving a life. But when name is there somebody who could refuse to do this, HaRez HaShoyvach Damim, he's a murderer. Afil Yesh Lomisha Penu, and even if there's somebody else who could be the healing, Shlomin HaKol, Adam Zachal HaSapos, not everybody gets healed by just anybody. Because there maybe you have the unique skill or unique affinity which is going to cause this to work. Anybody who is hasty, quick in pikuach nefesh harezim shulbach is more praiseworthy. Base meal also decides to be the first anchor in bucky v'yeshul shusmi basin. Person may not be involved in medicine unless he is an expert and he has rishus from basin. Presumably that was time when basin actually issued the medical licenses. Today, however, you have to have a license from the government. That has authority to give medicines to sick people. Also, he should not be. There should not be a better doctor than him present in the area. If you damage, you are a murderer. If a person tries to heal without authority from basin or the government, he has to pay. Even if he's an expert, the cholo was harmed by him. And he had to pay as a result of money for other medicines. And so if the sick person dies through this unauthorized person's efforts, a razor going never made his total is if he's totally kill them deliberately. I repay reshus, but if a person had authority to heal, but Tony made a mistake, he's sick and he damaged parts of the other, he's exempt from human liability, but he's liable in heaven. Most of the days, it was because of negligence. Tony was not careful. If he was careful, and Lashum Chayt has no sin, it's a mitzvah to try and heal. And somebody sagacious said, we don't know who, interesting. A mistake by a doctor is God's intent. He may say, therefore, if the person died through his healing, and he realized he made a mistake, then he would have to go to Golus. As a good say, Meshogeg, Sheshel Mokam Lisal Shul Garmin Eis Slash Loose. That's only if there's a reason to assume that he causes by his negligence. So Shul Yif, a year in Yofa, or he would not pay careful attention. Abeloze, but if not, nearly the Eno Chayv goes. It's not Chayv goes. The Migar may Ova Makas Pano. He's no different. Is he any different than a father who hits his son for a good cause? The Rav is Tamino, and a Rebbe who hits his Talmud for a good cause. The Padma goes, his Zemma goes, because he meant to do the right thing. In the back it says, Sekhen Yolin is died in the first year. So, Sefti, Viran Banshi, Viran Tur, Shulchan, Ayin, Beis Yosef, V'duk.